left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
The Shire music is so wonderful.
Oh, it's the Shire.
Yeah, I did it pretty
bad. I thought it was some like fucking patriotic music. Like, what are you, a fucking American?
Dude.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Give me more whiskey, boy.
You still haven't showed me that movie.
Which one?
All of them. I don't even think we finished one Hobbit.
Yeah, we did.
Did we finish one of them?
I think we watched two of them.
Are we in, like, Fishtown or some shit?
So, what have you seen?
Up to Fishtown, I think.
I think you might be halfway through The Desolation of Smaug, which is the second Hobbit movie.
Ooh. With Benedict Bumbersnatch?
My fucking guy.
The guy, the man, the myth, the legend.
Anyways, welcome back to Half Past Sheev for yet another jam-packed,
riveting
cock-out week.
Quarantine content over
y'all
here.
Y'all already know, and I just want to say this, a pet peeve of mine that I get it, I totally get this, but every podcast I listen to when I'm just chilling in my fucking house, everyone's talking about coronavirus. That's all they're talking about.
Please
I'm
going
to let y'all know. I'm going to let y'all know that here at Half Past Sheev is an escape. We are an escape from reality.
Listen, I don't fucking listen to podcasts and watch YouTube things to think like, man, do I just want to know more about the coronavirus? If I want to know that, I would have fucking
cool
read the
like
news.
It's cool for like 20 minutes, bro, but like...
Yeah, like, cool, if you update me for like 5 minutes, okay, I understand that. But like, I'm watching your shit so I could forget about the fact that I'm stuck in my fucking house. Please.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Fuck.
Just want to listen to two assholes drink whiskey and talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, right? Jesus Christ.
Well, if so, you're in the right place. Right place!
Wait, are we talking about Star Wars today? Let's be honest. When do we not talk about Star Wars, though? Let's be honest. Oh. Shit.
Jack Daniels, sponsor the podcast.
Not when we drink it like this. Fucking we drink every... Oh, fuck. I don't even know what I was about to say.
It's okay. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You know, I'm chilling.
How's work?
It's good. You know, there was some stuff going on. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm just going to say it. You're technically, like, over 50,000 employees were furloughed. Basically means they were laid off. But, like, it means that they have a job. And I was actually technically supposed to be one of them. And they're like, yeah, you're actually going to be one of the furloughed. I was like, oh.
What?
Yeah. But then they're like, we have one retainer spot. Do you want to take it? I was like, oh, I will by all means take it. They're like, you're the first one we're asking this. And if you don't want to take it, obviously we'll go to somebody else. But if you want to go to take it, I was like, don't mind if I do.
Damn.
I need money after I just spent money on the MacBook.
True that. True that.
Yeah. So there's a lot. It's probably going to be fucking awful at work for the next week.
No. I'm going to stop you right there. Quit. No, hey. Quit.
But I need the money,
no,
bro.
No. I got it figured out.
Oh, okay.
Got it figured out.
We're going to take the dollar we earned from Half Past Sheev and
stop.
Eat one hot chip a day for the rest of our lives.
Right there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
We're going to go on the road.
Oh.
We're taking the podcast on the road. We're going to tour. Oh. We're going to make money.
To all, like, all the 25 listeners.
We're going to go to the Netherlands for our one fan.
I think it's Norway.
Same thing. No, but in all seriousness, there's this thing called Instacart, which is basically like Uber, but you grocery shop for people. And my friend worked under 8 hours and made $400 doing it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but he was like grocery shopping and delivering for people for 7 hours.
Awful. I already hate going grocery shopping for like an hour.
Think about it. What if you're doing it, like, say you bring a friend along maybe to help you, so you split it. I mean, you're not making as much. You're making like $200. But
it's
mean,
still better than, I mean, realistically, I'm making what? Not even that. Maybe maybe that and a little bit more a week, and he made that in a day.
You're also exposing yourself, which is what I'm going to do that if this goes through June and I don't get unemployment, which I should get unemployment.
You should get it, yeah. I mean, most people should.
Fucking Bella got it, so I better get it.
Yeah, I mean, yours is a special, not even a special case. Yours is just, I feel like, a normal case. Like, it's that the same would make sense. As her. Yeah, so. Oh. Yeah, I would assume you're going to get it. We just said we weren't talking about coronavirus, bro. And what did we just fucking do for the last 5 minutes? We talked about coronavirus. We failed you. We failed you.
I have failed you, listeners! I have failed you!
Then you are lost! I'm sorry, I had to throw in a fucking horrible Star Wars reference in there somewhere. Fuck.
I haven't watched any of the new Clone Wars season.
I haven't watched, we've already been over this, I haven't watched, like, any of the Clone Wars, so, I'm fucking all way behind, fucking behind. All I
know is it's hype as shit. I'm gonna let you all know, when the last episode comes out, we're gonna binge watch it, and then that Saturday, we're gonna talk pretty much all about it.
Oh, for sure. Because I think, I know some people are probably gonna, like, stab me in my sleep or something. I'm gonna watch the Everything You Need to Know About Clone Wars in, like, 5 minutes, where the fuck it is. And then just binge watch all of season 7.
Well, because realistically, I'm watching it right now in order, and I'm on, like, season 2, episode, like, 17.
Yeah, but with the order, that means nothing to me, because it's fucking everywhere. So you gotta give me context
this here. Is more like, I think it would be, realistically, either the end of the first season or the beginning of the second season.
Okay, okay. So you're still, with the numbers, you're still kind of early. So it had, like, 6 seasons, right? Some shit like that?
Yeah, 6.
Oh, well, right, because Ryan said, I'm a fucking idiot. Okay, never mind.
But a bunch of the episodes are just, like, filler episodes, adventures, kind of showing what goes down during the Clone Wars. So, like, right. They're not essential to watch.
Right.
There are a bunch that are, like, obviously when fucking Darth Maul comes back to life and types of stuff like that. There really aren't any, like, catastrophic things that happen in every single fucking episode of the Clone Wars, but there are, like, certain moments which you can look up certain watch orders where they have, like, the, like, key episodes.
Right.
Or you can just watch a fucking summary online and then watch.
Spark notes it, bro. I'm sure everybody who ever was in school knows about that.
The 7th season of the Clone Wars is basically like getting another movie.
That's true.
The Siege of Mandalore. Think about how cool that is. Basically, the Jedi Order is like, look, Darth Maul is here. If he's been alive all this time, what if this fuck is the Sith Lord to Dooku? So, like, if we take him out, we'll get the Sith Lord and Dooku's the Padawan.
It's true.
So they're like, that's so fucking cool. It's so cool just seeing it, the battle on all fronts, and it makes my inner child...
Fucking Maul fanboy over
dude,
here.
Dude, my inner Maul lover... I'm kidding, Maul's fucking awesome.
I can't lie about
that. Dude, oh my god, it's so wonderful to see him, what he was doing during Revenge of the Sith, and the fact that we're going to see them fighting in Order 66 happens.
I know, Ahsoka, and my god, you like, told you guys me about both that.
Feel it, and, oh my god.
You kind of told me about how they were... didn't you say they were like... they're going to show, like, how all of them, like, went on their assignments of when they were taken down. Like,
so, but I'm not mistaken. Aayla
Secura is going to go to Fuchsia or whatever that planet is.
Yeah, and, like, so I'm not mistaken. I might be able to pull this clip up for you to watch.
Do they have the clip out already?
It was something like that. I posted it on the Instagram story. No, it was taken down. I'll show you later.
I was going to say, that was probably gone.
Yeah, I posted it yesterday.
Oh.
But it was basically kind of like they show them going off into their missions. Like, it's literally the same art that
I know. And you said Kanan was in it too, right?
I know for sure he's in a holocron. Mm-hmm. Or not holocron. A hologram.
Right.
But I think that his master is... I'm not sure. I haven't seen any of it. All I've seen his memes on, like, TikTok and Instagram and stuff about it.
You're kind of, like, piecing it together as you go.
Yeah, I'm just making assumptions.
Because, in Rebels, I really don't know... Realistically, I don't know too much about Kanan, besides the fact that, like, obviously he was the master to Ezra, and he was a Jedi at one point. I really don't know too much about him besides that.
Yeah, he's a Padawan.
Yeah, and he has a fucking lightsaber that can go apart and twist back together.
I'm going to show you a picture. That's a really cool lightsaber.
Let's take a look.
I'm going to show you a picture of General Grievous.
Oh, shit.
I think this is his first appearance in this new season. And if you look at the General Grievous in the Clone Wars and then the Revenge of the Sith, they're two different animals.
Right.
He doesn't have the cape or anything. He doesn't look exhausted and angry. He looks, like, rejuvenated and, like, cartoon-like in the cartoon.
Right.
And then in the third movie, he looks fucking like, he's been fighting war for years. He's like clocking. He's like, war general. Let me turn my brightness up.
Look at this. Hit me. Oh, that's in the cartoon? For a second, I literally thought that was actually in the movie. I was like, wait, what?
Exact same thing.
Holy shit.
I don't know how long. I think this might have been his only picture, because when I looked up him from the Clone Wars Season 7, this is all that came up. Mm. But I think this is the newest episode.
Fuck. The next episodes are going to be so good. So I keep hearing the beginning episodes were kind of like, whatever. Like, just
they got to
like,
set up the season.
Exactly. Right? And then, like, I just hear that the next ones are just going to be so good.
Yeah. Fuck. And there's so many. I remember seeing a thing. Oh, fuck. I don't want to explain this. There was, like, a scene between Anakin and Obi-Wan where Anakin's like, just ask Padme or something. And then the guy in the TikTok video is like, he knows.
Big oof.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's going to be sad to see the last meeting between Ahsoka and Anakin.
I know. Like, just to see how they broke it off before all that happened. There's so much to go. You think they're going to go into, like, episode 3, like, straight up? Like, if they'll go, like, into the end of episode 3?
Yes.
You think so? What if it, like, leads into the Obi-Wan show somehow? Kind of. You know? Like, not, like, directly into it, like... What if it shows more of Obi-Wan after he, like, delivers Luke and stuff?
I'd be very cool. Happy if it end if the last episode is after episode 3.
I know, right? That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be really, really cool. Wait, isn't all what season 6 was, though, technically? Wasn't that after Order 66, or am I thinking wrong?
Season 6, no.
Yeah, with, like, Yoda going to the, no?
No, that the last episode of the Clone Wars, I don't think is chronologically the last episode. I'm not sure, though. I could be wrong.
Oh, right, no, because he gets a premonition or, like, a warning about Order 66, right, in those?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it.
We're probably butchering it. Everybody's like, what the fuck are you talking about, you idiots? Obviously, in timestamp 24... No, I'm just kidding.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful that we're able to see this other side of Order 66.
Well, this is something I haven't gone into, like, ever.
No.
The closest thing we have to prequel, like, or at least episode 3. Actually, prequel at all, because realistically, they don't have too much tacked on to the prequels, besides for the Clone Wars cartoon. This is the closest we have besides, I think, Rebels. Rebels is the next closest in the beginning to episode 3. Because I want to say, because Rogue One is way close to episode 4.
Yeah.
So this is like...
But now this begs to differ, it fucks the watching order even more up. So if you're going to say you're showing your children Star Wars, are you... how are you doing it?
I don't even fucking know anymore. I'd have to, like, sit down and, like, research this. Because the worst part is, Rebels itself fucks it over. You want to know why? I think, like, the first season is in between 3 and 4, and then one of the last seasons is, like, after. I don't know how far after, but I'm pretty sure it's, like, after 3 and 4 somewhere. Like, after 4 somewhere else. I'm pretty sure. Or something is broken up like that.
Yeah, but I'm like,
what are you supposed to do now?
Yeah, I think the thing that's fine with Rebels is because it's fine to, like, fill her in.
That's true.
It's like another adventure on the side.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to do it, like, chronologically, it's like, fuck. You got, like, they have a whole timeline, I think, like, where Rebels is as well.
I
think
this is what I would do. If I'm showing it to them, I'm showing them Rogue One first.
Oh.
Because I want to keep all the reveals of the original trilogy. Like, I don't want them to know about Darth Vader or Leia or anything. But the Rogue One is such a good prequel to the New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense to start it with. Like,
that's true.
It'll start it off, and them seeing that first.
Yeah, it doesn't give anything away. That's the thing. It also shows you how much of a badass Darth Vader is.
It's perfect, and it also sets it up to show that it's not all about Jedi.
Right.
You know, all these characters are not Jedi. And then it shows the Force, like that one guy that, like, kind of uses the Force.
Yeah, it just alludes to it.
It's honestly the perfect thing to start with. You go to Rogue One, then you go New Hope. Emperor Strikes Back, or fuck, what about Solo?
Shit. Well, to be honest, we haven't even finished it, so we can't even say, like, do we even include it? No, we have to include it somewhere.
I feel like Solo might be a solid...
It would be what it is, backstory. A side story. Yeah. It's a side story, like, backstory.
Going back, so you'd start...
You'd probably do Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, and then if they're really like, you know, oh, I want more of this crew, be like, oh, here's Solo, you know, and be like, oh, here's Han Solo, at least, when he was young.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of gives them more. Because I will say, actually, my sister watched 4, 5, and 6 and was like, I love this. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I thought she would have been like, what the fuck is this old-ass, like, weird sci-fi movie?
True that.
And then I showed her episode 1 and she fell asleep during it.
Oh, no.
She fell asleep during pod racing. I know. I still need to get her
That's
to watch the rest
I
of them.
That's why I hate people that are complaining about these sequels, because in my opinion, the 3 worst Star Wars movies, and don't come for me, are The Phantom coming. Menace, A New Hope, and The Last Jedi. That's each.
Yeah.
And you want to know what the best one is out of all 3 of those? Probably The Last Jedi, in my opinion. Or The Phantom Menace. I do not like A New Hope.
The biggest issue for me, the first half of The Last Jedi, I think is awful. The last half, I think, is actually really good. And that's that's my personal opinion, obviously.
True that.
Don't lynch us, please. Don't come after us. But
trust me, more people like The Last Jedi than
him. Yeah, actually, I see a lot of people who are just like, yeah, I like The Last Jedi. I was like, oh, this is the rare gem on the internet.
Yeah, right.
But it's the beginning of The Last Jedi, I will say, it's kind of like, why? And the last half is really, really good. It just gives you, again, I'm not going to deny, again, it's more of the filler shit. It's like, you just kind of get some, like, interesting space battles in it, realistically. Mm-hmm. And you get some more insight, I guess, into Kylo Ren and Luke a little bit more. Which is the only other good thing about it. But it's not really character development, because it's just showing what they went through instead of actually showing them change over time, you know? Besides Luke, obviously, Luke kind of went back into a Jedi mode and shit. Mm-hmm. But overall, I will say out of those 3, The Last Jedi, I think, is the best. Again, it's the same with Phantom Menace, though. The beginning half is kind of like, eh. For me, at least. I mean,
yeah.
Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon was kind of cool in the beginning. You're like, oh shit, what are these Jedi's chilling out in their fucking conference room?
Yeah, going? That brings it back to the watching order. I think it's perfect. You go Rogue One, you're like, holy fuck, what is happening? There's like space, right. They're stealing this plan, there's an evil empire, what the fuck is this Death Star thing? So now the Death Star is like a looming thing, and then you see Darth Vader at the end, you're like, holy fuck, what is that? What is he? What's going on? Or you even see him in the beginning where he chokes him. You're like, what the fuck?
Don't choke on your aspirations, director.
Great quote. And then the 4th movie comes. It just starts off slow, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a fight with Darth Vader. Like, yo, it's a little less, but you understand that's an older movie.
Right.
And the 5th movie happens. The 6th movie happens. It ends.
And it does give you a little bit more insight into the Death Star, too. Because then the 4th one, you're just kind of like, what the fuck is this random bad space station?
It's perfect. And then you go to episode 1, where you're going to be like, oh, look at these new Jedi. It's basically going to be like how the people felt in 1998, right? That's when it came out?
I think so, yeah.
1998, when the first one came out. Dude, imagine being the... I watched the when the trailer was revealed at some Comic-Con. The people are cheering. Imagine what they're thinking.
Dude, I was there...
faces with lightsabers?
I was there for Revenge of the Sith in theaters. That was fucking bonkers, sir. I don't use that word lightly. Bunkers.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that were there for all of the movies.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, there are people who are definitely there for all the movies. We were too young. It's not our fault.
Yeah, I mean, we were there for the new 3.
Yeah!
But, yeah, I would watch 1, 2, and then the Clone Wars movie, and then...
But I heard the Clone Wars movie is, like, really bad. It's just me. I mean, again, I haven't...
You gotta watch it to watch the Clone Wars, though, because it sets up the Clone Wars TV show.
Oh, right, because isn't that, like, when they meet kind of Ahsoka and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's how she's introduced into it, and I'm pretty sure Ventress is kind of introduced in that.
Did they make the movie, like, after season 1, too?
I don't think so.
No? I swear they made the movie after they made part of the show.
I don't think so.
No? Okay, I thought I was...
I'm pretty sure the movie came out first.
Okay.
Want to know something interesting? Do you know the old Clone Wars TV show?
Yeah, the miniseries? Samurai Jack one? Or the creator of Samurai Jack?
That came out before Revenge of the Sith.
Huh.
I'm almost positive. I'm going to fact check that. Should I do that right now?
That's fact check that. Do it. I believe in your typing abilities.
Well, what's so interesting about that to me is that would have been Grievous' first appearance ever.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of like, I feel like it wasn't, but maybe it is. If it is, that is literally...
Yeah, it was made in 2003. I don't think Revenge of the Sith came out.
Revenge of the Sith might have came out before that.
I'm sure they're fucking hearing me click.
It's all right, click clacking away.
Attack of the Clones came out in 2002. There's no way.
No.
It came
Revenge
out,
of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith came out in 2005.
Wait, really? Revenge of the Sith came out in 2005?
Yeah. It's a 2005 film, and that's why I said Attack of the Clones is 2002. That's the first thing that popped up. I'm like, there's no way it came out a year after.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, that was Grievous's very first... His very first appearance.
Which is interesting.
That's really interesting. I thought that was, like... We were just like, who the fuck is this dude in the third one? You know, like, who the fuck is this coughing cyborg in the beginning?
Huh. Which I think... It goes back to
because my he was point. So much cooler in that one too.
It goes back to my point in the first episode. The prequels, I remember like even before the sequels came out, sitting there like watching videos about how they could have made the prequels better and all that, kind of how people are doing with the sequels now. Mm-hmm. And now the sequels are completely saved. I mean the prequels, excuse me.
Yeah.
The prequels are great. I love them for what they are. Like the original trilogy is great. But I know the fourth movie isn't that good. And
yeah.
I'm not... Don't come for me. I feel like Empire Strikes Back and The Winter Soldier are the same for me. I feel like the beginning is like an okay movie. It's like good. It's not like the best. And yeah. Then the second half is great.
I will say that. Well, you see...
It's good,
but I really like the beginning. Great. I really like Empire Strikes Back, like in general.
I don't like Hoth. I mean, I like Hoth. But I don't love Hoth.
Revenge of the Sith is so much better.
Return of the Jedi is better, and Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, you know,
is better.
A lot of people like
don't
actually...
come at me, guys. All right, my fucking Star Wars movie go like this, bro. We got number one, Revenge of the Sith. Nothing can beat it. Mustafar, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, hands down, beautiful. I cried. Real men cry.
then you are lost.
Don't
the next
kill
one?
Me.
What's the next one?
Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, shit.
And then literally a fragment behind is Return of the Jedi, and then we got Empire Strikes Back.
Listen. I think the third movie...
Does that mean that the original trilogy is my favorite, then?
No. I think so.
Fuck the original trilogy.
Well, what do you like better, Force Awakens or Empire Strikes Back?
Force Awakens or Empire Strikes Back? Empire Strikes Back. That's close, though. I can't put The Force Awakens before Empire Strikes Back.
I know what I have to do, but I don't think I have the strength to do it. Okay, I gotta say, though, that scene in the third one was, like, a good callback. I like that.
You mean the ninth one?
Did I say the third one?
Yeah.
Well, it's still the third sequel trilogy, like, of the third sequel
trilogy. Yeah. It was good. I liked it.
I think that was a really good scene.
I'm telling you, dude, if they literally took the fucking Clone Wars animator and then made, like, a Rey TV show where it doesn't need to be, like, Rey fighting a big villain, it's just Rey and her teaching Padawans, it'll be fucking dope. It will be dope.
Even if they
just need shit to build around
the
sequels. The sequels well,
she,
need shit
I,
to build
doesn't
around.
She already have, like, an animated something?
No.
Does she not? I swear they or, like, I swear they showed something that she does have something animated coming up, at least.
God, I hope.
Or maybe it was just a thing that I was thinking of with the, where they, like, redid the Battle of Force Awakens or something like that and animated.
Yeah, I think that's what you're fucking
probably,
up.
Yeah.
How long have we been talking about Star Wars?
I like Star Wars, bro.
No, but...
We can't stop talking about Star Wars. No, oh, you said how long?
Yeah, how long?
Probably a good 15 minutes. We're at, like, 22 minutes right now.
Oh, okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I love chatting about Star Wars.
Always good chat.
Hence the name. Hope you guys love the new logo. Shout out to Nicole, the fucking...
Hey! The
wizard.
Goat.
Yeah. With the fucking awesome the wizard. Logo.
The wizard with Photoshop.
Probably going to tweak it a little bit. It just threw it up. Why not?
Yeah. She put it out and she's like, yeah, it's just a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of, you know, just a rough
light
thing.
Light work, you know, nothing big. Light work, easy shit, you know. same shit every day.
I just listened to a podcast and I was like, you know what? Yeah. Sounds good.
Just make a logo
By the way, Nicole is my best friend's girlfriend. Shout out. My best friend. Is out of the country right now.
Protecting us.
True that.
I'm going to spit a fucking fact on you
right now. Spit
the fact. Should I spit it?
Spit it.
Spit it?
No, please don't do that. Very first.
You know what we should do for 100th episode or something like that? Like a
very 100th?
We should bring back the Xbox mics for like something like a nostalgic thing.
Oh, yes. I think that's actually a
good idea for like the 100th episode.
If people can listen to this, like, is the is the rest of the podcast this bad?
They only listen, like, oh, this 100th episode. It's okay. They listen to the first one. Like, what the fuck? They're having this mics the whole time. But let me spit some facts on you.
Spit them.
So, in the Galactic Republic... E.T.'s race is shown. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, you've seen
the things. Mm-hmm. And you show how, like, Yoda was in the E.T. movie, like, the kid dressed up as Yoda. And there were, like, the Star Wars figures on Halloween and shit. Mm-hmm. Well, we clearly see that E.T.'s race is in the Star Wars universe, correct?
Right.
So that means that Earth is in the Star Wars universe. Because E.T. goes on Earth.
Well, yeah, that's the point. It's in a galaxy far, far away.
That is fucking gorgeous.
Do
you think we're in Star Wars right now?
Absolutely.
Do you think...
Little do we know, on the other side of the world...
Death Star just blew up?
No. Rey...
George Lucas is like a prophet?
Rey is teaching...
That means Rey's a real person?
Rey's teaching Finn.
I will find her.
When was E.T. released?
Long time ago. In a galaxy far away.
I actually want to know. Do you want to know why? Because it just fucking randomly... Well, I can't spell. It randomly dawned on me.
Have you ever seen, I think it was the Robot Chicken version of E.T.?
Wait. Reese's Pieces were in E.T. E.T., wait, this is entertainment tonight. Wait. I might be completely wrong.
We don't have a lot of Jack left.
This is all your fault. Wait.
This is really bad.
Okay, yeah, so E.T. the Extraterrestrial came out June 11th, 1982. Reese's Pieces came out in 1997. They predicted Reese's Pieces.
Wait. Restate that fact.
So if I'm not mistaken, I'm not going to lie. I actually have never seen E.T.
What?
I'm sorry. I've never seen E.T.
Really?
Yeah, I really have never seen it.
It's a good
But one. I remember seeing a... Maybe I'm completely thinking completely wrong. But I remember seeing a clip where he's like putting down Reese's Pieces to get E.T. like into his house or some shit. But this movie came out in 1982, and Reese's Pieces weren't released until 1997. Think about that. Same energy as General Grievous first being shown in the Samurai Jack creator's version of Clone Wars. A lot of
interesting energy going on right now.
dropping facts. Somebody's probably going to comment and be like, that's completely wrong, you fucking idiot. I don't know. It's probably just like M&M's or Skittles that are in the fucking scene. I'm like, Reese's Pieces, bro.
Dude, another cool thing that I was watching in this Clone Wars episode is the whole thing where Cad Bane was first introduced chronologically. Sidious hires him.
Dude, Cad Bane's so cool.
He steals a holocron from the Jedi Temple, and then he steals the crystal with the names of all the Force-sensitive kids. And unlocks it in the holocron and then gives it to Sidious, so Sidious has all the names. And then they start stealing kids, and Sidious was going to build, like an army. Not an army, but have multiple,
Same? Because in Fallen Order, that's the same thing.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Is to get the holocron that holds all of the...
It's a holocron. Well, see, I don't think this was... I don't understand... Because it was a holocron, and he had to get it unlocked, but he needed the crystal with the names, and only the holocron could read it, I'm pretty sure.
Well, holocrons hold information, but it could hold, like, the code to unlock it or some shit. Who knows?
Because I rewinded a few times, because it's like the crystal has it. I'm like, why does the crystal
have it? Why doesn't the holocron have it?
Yeah, but whatever.
Hmm. But yeah, I know that's...
What else, Brisky?
That's, like, the biggest thing. What?
What else, bro?
What? Whoa. Whoa!
What else, bro?
Whatever, Holmes.
Walk out about it.
The fuck did you just say? Did you even speak English?
I said walk on about it.
Walk on about it?
Don't worry about
it. Is that
Rick?
A saying?
Saying.
I thought you said Wakanda about it. What are you fucking bringing a Marvel?
I watched the ending of Endgame last night, and I'm not gonna lie, I teared up.
Dude, Endgame is so great. I'm sorry, I don't think there's ever gonna be a movie in movie history that'll reach the epicness that was Endgame. Unless Marvel brings some shit out of their ass and does some like way crazy multiverse shit that's gonna
never
be crazy.
For me, because let me tell you this.
But I don't think it is.
That Endgame came out on my 18th birthday, okay? I had been watching those Marvel movies since a little kid. I was a little child, I went to the neighborhood theater, went to go see Iron Man. Whoa, Iron Man. Went to the comic book store, bought an Iron Man comic, spawned a lifetime of joy watching these movies. I went with friends. I went with so many friends. I went with siblings. I went with cousins. It was so many memories around these movies, and I'm sitting there. Motherfucker, my childhood did not end when I graduated high school. It did not end when I turned 18. It ended when fucking Iron Man died. When Iron Man died, my childhood ended with Iron Man. And that is so sad. But so fucking beautiful.
I was going to say, you poor soul, but it's also awesome to have that happen.
It's so awesome, dude. My 18th birthday, that movie came in, and I'm sitting there, fucking, Cap stands up. fucking dying.
That was on your birthday too, wasn't it?
It was on my birthday. April 26th was my birthday. It's next week. Send it, donations to Patreon and sponsor us.
Face reveal. What?
True that. Face reveal. Dala, y'all know
possibly
the deal.
Pokemon.
Hot chips? Question mark?
Maybe. Okay. No. Okay. Maybe no, we'll no, do no, a no, tier. No, wait, wait. Maybe we'll do a tier for gameplay.
No, for gameplay.
If they donate, we'll just
burn
send them.
Burn it, delete it, destroy it. We're going to go full Nazi book burning.
Execute Order 69.
Execute Order 69.
Oh.
Whoa. But fuck.
Why are you doing fucking Irish? Fucking Conor McGregor just came downstairs.
Dude. Keith! Oh, never mind. I'm not going to do that again.
Congratulations. I just want to say, okay, so Frank fucking promised something last week in the throes of drunken ecstasy. He fucking said we'd have a top five as well as Culture Corner.
Okay, well...
we were too drunk to realize that would never happen.
No. The Culture Corner could have happened. We just didn't do it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, listen, man. I'm too essential to watch things right now.
Yeah. It's fine that we didn't. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's not like it would have been a huge part of the episode anyways. We're going to do it this week, I promise. We'll at least watch an episode each.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not a big deal.
Maybe, I don't even remember what fucking episode we're on.
Neither do I. I think we're on like 7 or something. And we're going to do the top 5, but what I said was we were going to do the top 5 best Marvel movies. And I'm there on Wednesday because I usually do the top 5s on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I'm like, I usually do an 8 like thing bracket.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I have to put like do like a 20 bracket with the Marvel movies.
Yeah, maybe we should do just like 2 weeks long to get to a top 5.
I could do it if I start Sunday.
Do it. I mean, it's up to you, obviously.
No, I'm going to do it. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm not going to put in movies like Thor 2, or like Iron Man 2 and 3. I'm going to put like...
I don't think anybody's going to
vote for
those.
I'm going
to put
the ones that got like a 75 and over on like Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, like Iron Man 1 and shit
like
that.
Yeah. Iron Man 1, gotta put Thor 3, into it. Doctor Strange, Black Panther, all the stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Thor 3 is such a great contender for the top 3. Easy. For me, at least. Okay, I think... I mean, I'm not gonna go into it too in depth, but I think mine might go number one Endgame.
Hey!
Oh!
Save your lips for next week, son.
We just watched Green Book, and I feel like that just reminded me of like the South.
Oh my God! Did you just pull the greatest segue of all time?
Perhaps.
What time are we doing the movie segment of the week already?
After the break.
Penis.
Enjoy the ad that we would need to fucking record because it's fucking awful. We're sorry.
Hippity hoppity hoo, Perry Platypus was a communist. And we're back.
There's 104 days of summer vacation.
Do you ever watch... What a banger. Do you ever watch PewDiePie's Lawai?
I haven't watched the recent ones. I used to watch
it. Dude, you gotta watch it because he has so many inside jokes that are wonderful. People post like Phineas and Ferb memes on it, and he's like European. He's Swedish and lives in England or whatever, and his wife's Italian.
Does he live in? Cause
I don't know.
Last time I read, he was like living in Japan or some shit. And I was like,
he doesn't live in Japan.
He doesn't, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't really know, honestly, but they post like Phineas and Ferb memes on it, and he's always like, "What the fuck is it?" It's just funny, dude.
Has he never actually seen Phineas and Ferb?
He doesn't know what it is. He's like, "Stop it! Stop!" Stop! That, you know how he talks.
Yeah, he's like stop. Yeah.
Floor gang, though. You floor gang?
The fuck is floor gang?
Damn. He's ceiling gang. Pudes. Mike is ceiling gang.
What the fuck does that mean?
Ceiling gang!
I'm very confused right now. I am highly confused.
Cringe? Bro, only PewDiePie fans would get. And I probably lost like 90% of all of our fans.
Everybody's like, well, this is where we stop listening. Goodbye. Nicole's like, please take down my art. I fucking hate you guys.
All right, fuck. We're diving right into the movie segment of the week. The only movie segment.
Hey! We agreed. It's now entertainment segment weekly.
Well, the name is pending just because, like...
Patent pending.
We're fucking working on it because Mike reviewed a TV show last week and basically...
I threw it all off. I'm sorry.
Well, what I'm thinking is I want to review a TV show in the later weeks too, or a miniseries. I'm thinking that we're going to review movies either if it's a TV show, it's going to be the one season of it, because right, like one season is kind of like a movie. It's like a start to finish.
Right.
And then like a mini series.
Okay.
I feel like that's fair.
Maybe games.
I feel like if we want to talk about games, we just talk about it.
So that's how you feel? Fuck you, bro. No, I'm just kidding.
What game have you finished?
Shut in up. The last hey, hey. Almost year. Almost Fallen Order. In the last year? Hey, that's a good question, actually. I don't even know if I have finished a game last year. Because it's only been like multiplayer games.
Guys, during the ad break, I called the local pizza shop. See what's up. Should we get some wings? You know, feast a little
We're
bit.
We're so fucking hungry right now.
Get a little feast going. Feed the jack. And this guy goes, they're like, yeah, we're open 24/7. This guy goes, tell me what you said. Tell me what you fucking said.
I don't want to say it. I don't know why it possessed me to say it.
I had a speakerphone.
I was like, oh. He's like, wow, you guys are really the gods of quarantine. I was like, so you guys really are the gods of quarantine. And she just, I swear to God, she just sat there for a second and she just sighed. And then we're going to order later.
And then I figured out this was the one in fucking Berwyn.
Yeah, that
was
a fucking wrong shop that we'd be
able to... the pizza spot in the neighborhood. What the fuck? Anyway, speaking of pizza, you watched a good movie, man.
Oh, shit. That scene was hungry. That scene made me feel very hungry.
Tell him about it.
Green Book, bro. Fucking Green Book. So, Green Book. I think
book.
It won...
For a book, it's green. Very green.
Oh, yeah.
It's a book.
That's I think it won, it book. Didn't it win best movie, right? Like, of the whatever year
it won something?
2018?
Impressive.
I swear it was, like, best movie. So, basically, it's a movie about a book. The book is green.
Did I also mention
that? And then I give it an 8 out of 10, would watch again. No, I'm just kidding.
So, it's my turn. I watched a movie about a red book. It was red, and it was about a book. We're never going to do this again, and I'm sorry.
We're so sorry.
Please explain the movie.
Green Book. So, it's, from what I can gather, it's about, like, a famous pianist. Pianist. It's about a famous pianist that's, like... Wait. Before I spoil it, I'm going to give it...
Is that how we're going to do it?
Yeah, because I always want to do it beforehand, just in case people want to be like, wait, maybe I don't want to fucking watch this part. I want to be nice to the viewers, Frank.
Give him a quick, like, summary review. Excuse me.
I was like, what the fuck? Did you just have a seizure? Sorry, please rephrase that sentence.
Give him a quick, like, overview, kind of. Just, like, real quick, not spoiling it. Kind of explain to him, like, the main character, so, what is going on.
Green
with
Book,
him.
Yeah, you know, I like it.
And then rate it, and then go in! Deets.
So... Overall of Green Book.
I hope
so Green Book.
Too much this episode.
We'll be fine. Green Book is a movie basically about changing perspectives in a way. So the whole kind of concept is again is this like famous pianist. He's an African American back in some whatever olden time. What year was that? 1960s. Older or newer?
I couldn't tell you, dude.
I don't remember. I'm off on my history. But the point is back when, like, the blacks and whites are very segregated. In the North, it really isn't that... It really isn't like that in this time. But in the South, it was, like, very, very, like, awful. So, it's about this, like, black pianist who wants to go on, like, tour. And he basically needs, like, a bodyguard. So, he's, like, just looking for this, like, random person. So, this guy, Tony, and the pianist... Oh, I can't remember his name. Oh, wow.
His name was actually Frank.
Dr. Sue, right? Dr. something with an S. Whatever. Either way, he was a piano guy. Please look it up because it's killing me because he's obviously the other main character. But yeah, the other guy's name is Tony. And he's a kind of like a Italian guy who like likes to eat a lot. And he's kind of racist, but like he doesn't really know it. You know, he kind of just is... He says a lot of things that are, like, questionable, but to him it just seems like a normal thing.
Dr. Don Shirley.
Don Shirley. I knew it was something with an S. Yeah. So Dr. Don Shirley is the pianist. So basically the whole thing is about their adventure of him going on tour, and this Tony guy is kind of more like a bodyguard. He was like a bouncer
at South.
Right, yeah. A tour in the South specifically. They're going from New York to the Midwest to the South. And their whole thing is like, hey, I need a bodyguard. I need somebody who's really going to actually protect me. This Tony guy has no idea. He's like, oh, like, why? Because to him, he's only known New York all his life. He's like, nobody's really that racist in New York. Although in the beginning, I will say, sorry, right. I'm not going to go into the in-depth. First,
yeah.
I think that's a cutoff
okay, of the, I was gonna say,
the summary. I know, but yeah. Cut off of the summary there.
So basically, I've seen it too. It's basically about an Italian guy, black dude. They have to go on a thing, a righteous journey. It's wonderful in the South. It's got power.
It's not wonderful in the South. The South is awful.
Good eating. It's a great movie.
At least in this movie. I'm not saying that.
Give it your rating, good sir.
I'd say I'd give it an A. Personally, I'd give it an A. Outstanding. Any flaws are easily overlooked.
Okay.
I can give it an A.
If there are any flaws.
That's what I say. You know, I might even give it an A+. I might even give it that, but I don't know.
What would you say a flaw is in this movie? Because I'm sitting here thinking I see no flaws.
I think you're right, actually.
I want to say it's an A too, but...
I think it might be an A+. I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. I was just like, you know, it's an A, but I was like, it really, there is nothing in that movie that I was like, the fuck is this? You
it's
know, like,
perfect.
I think the whole movie was done perfectly.
It's perfect. There's so
it's many an A plus. You're right.
Yeah,
it's no, an one A+. Of the very best of its genre. It's seven
the ending where
worth seeing again.
The ending is so beautiful.
Oh, dude, the ending.
Get him a plate. Get this man a plate.
So the whole fucking movie. Spoilers. Again, this is now spoiler filled. The beginning, it shows Tony's in the, what is it, cabaret or some shit? What was that called? La Cabaret. Some special, yeah. Like, fucking club that I'm sure you guys would know of, and I had no idea, but everybody else who was watching with me was like, oh my god, this place is awesome. I'm like, cool. But he was, like, a bouncer in that club, making a bunch of money. He kind of, like, has... He's damn. Making his own connections and stuff with, like, the
we
mob and stuff like that.
We just finished the jack off.
It's all right. We're having a great time, dude.
Two episodes, we killed a bottle.
Perfect. That's how it should be. But, again, he's kind of, like, making... friends in the mob and stuff like that, you think, like, okay, maybe he's going to go, like, to a life of crime instead. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I was like, oh, like, obviously this is where it's leaning to. He's, like, kind of setting stuff up. Anyway, he ends up losing his job because the club is shutting down for a while. So he's like, okay, where am I going to get money now? So instead of going to crime, he's kind of looking around, and he finds this, or somebody tells him about an ad of...
No.
Oh, sorry, I missed an important part.
No. He gets called. That he doesn't find it.
Right, that's where I said somebody told him about it, but I missed an important part before that. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted.
Don't worry about it, bro. The most important part is he challenges Fat Tony to a hot dog contest.
Oh.
And he charged him $50, which back then was probably a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, Fat Tony's like, yeah, I can eat more hot dogs than you. What the fuck do you think this is? He's like, oh, yeah? And then he goes home, the white, he's like, I challenge Fat Tony to a, to a competition. She's like, why would you do that? He's like, he ate 24 hot dogs. She's like, so you lost $50? He's like, pulls out money. He's like, I ate 26.
Oh, my God.
First off, how the fuck does somebody eat 26 hot dogs?
He's like,
yeah,
he ate 24. He's an animal.
Yeah.
He's
like, oh, that's
my
what he's
God, you lost. He's like, I ate 26.
I ate 26. Oh, my God. And then he was going to eat dinner. I was like, dude, this whole movie just filled with a bunch of just...
Fried chicken,
Tony
pizza.
Eating, yeah, fried chicken. He takes a whole fucking pizza, folds it in half, takes a giant ass bite of it. It made me so hungry throughout this movie, and it was great. But anyways, again, the whole thing is he gets a call, so he's like, hey, I found this job. So he's looking for this job. He's like, all right. So he goes and applies, and he sees these, like, kind of proper looking people go to this guy and, like, apply for a basically like a bodyguard. So he's like, what the fuck are these guys doing here? Like what's going on here? So he realized the guy's African-American, and I will say in a scene before that, there's two African-Americans, excuse me, working on his floor, like in his house, and they were kind of speaking Italian with his family, like, oh, what are these eggplants? Because back then that was a slang for them. What are these eggplants doing on this? And he realizes that they drink out of this cup that his wife gave him, because his wife obviously is kind of just fine with everything. And then later in that scene, he takes the cups and actually throws them out, like just showing, like, I'm not going to drink after them, which kind of, like, obviously is pretty fucking bogus, but...
Yeah, they're calling, like, melons down.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that.
Fucking...
Yeah. They're pretty, you know...
What is all?
Pretty against them, I would say. But yeah. Again, so he sees this wealthy gentleman is African-American. He's like, what the fuck is this? This isn't how you are. He's kind of thinking in his head, like, these should be street people, like... You should be basically eating fried chicken watermelon, like, legitimately. That's what he's thinking. And he's like, what is this going on? Because he's, like, sitting in the throne. He has all this, like, money and everything around him. So basically he ends up getting his way into the job. he's underqualified, but he's going to do it anyways. And the whole journey is basically them becoming friends. And he's the whole problem with Dr. Shirley is he's very uncultured, I guess, to really any culture, because he's very like alone. So that's the biggest thing, is he's also showing him not only some of his own culture, but some of his, what's supposed to be like the African American culture, I suppose. Cause he's like, oh, you've never had fried chicken. Like, he's like, your people are supposed to love fried chicken, which obviously is a racist comment, but it was like,
it's very like true. Racism is like,
exactly,
a very key part. And it's exactly, like overcoming racism.
Is right. The right. The whole thing is that he's very like, and that's what it goes back to what I said before. He doesn't realize he's being racist. He just thinks it's like a normal day thing that like people just know, like, yeah, that's like, just that's just a known thing. He's like, your people them, just yeah. like this. He's like, Aretha Franklin, how do you not know Aretha Franklin? She's your people. Like, that kind of thing. It's because to him, he knows all things about Italian because he's so Italian. So that's the whole thing, is about culture clashing and stuff like that. And you see like a lot of the racism, how it was in the South, and people just stopping them for no reason. And he, like, over time you see the friendship bro, and he's like, what the fuck, like, how the fuck do you keep up with this? Like, how do you just smile at people that are basically saying go to the bathroom in this porta potty when there's a nice bathroom right here in the house? Like, how the fuck do you just look at somebody and be like, yeah, that's fine?
It's the like, ending though, when he stood up to them,
the ending pussies. Was so good. The ending was so good. I'm not gonna say anything about the ending. I'm not going to say it because I feel like it's just so good.
It's a righteous film.
It's just such a... It just makes you feel good. It makes you feel trashy, but at the same time, you're like... It makes you feel good because the friendship itself is what turns it all around. You're like, it's great. This is great.
It's a journey of like a street Jersey Italian guy, or I think he's
from Jersey. Is it Jersey? Probably Jersey. I said
New York. But... In New York. Yeah, I think it might be... It's probably New York.
Yeah, yeah.
New York Italian one of the two, guy. Yeah. It's New York. What the fuck am I saying?
Is it New York? Yeah, you know, because he said he was like from like the Bronx or something.
Yeah,
like
it was the Bronx, yeah. And then like a rich... Black but guy.
Everything I will guy. Say, I'm going to say the exact ending. Everything was tied together, and it really made you feel like they grew together. When at the end, he tried to invite him in his house for Christmas dinner, basically. And Dr. Shirley was like, no, like, go to your family. But then at the end, he actually came over, and the guy who previously, again, with an African-American, threw out his glasses, was like, get this man a plate, give him a seat at the table, like, let's all come together and have a good time. And that was like, that really was like, hit home for me, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's such a good movie. Yeah, A+ for sure. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. That's an A+.
Yeah, I think that might be the first, no, it's not the first A+, but it might be.
I think it's my first A+, at the very least. But it's for sure an A+.
Get a poet
snap. Great movie.
Green Book.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it made best movie.
There's a lot of shit going. Yeah, no, it did. It did. It won something.
I don't know what it beat out, but whatever else was there, it probably deserved to beat out. I think it was Bohemian Rhapsody that day.
Yeah, beat out. Year. It beat out Bohemian Rhapsody. Right.
Don't get me wrong. Bohemian Rhapsody is great, but that movie is something else.
Yeah. Fuck. It's hard to kind of summarize the plot because there's so many different things.
Like there's the so whole many
thing with like the Steinwell piano and how he didn't give him the piano.
Exactly. There's just so much there that like I don't want to go into
his
it.
His band too, exactly. And then there's just a
and
lot.
And there's so many different like
and then him stopping. Get him stopping with the
exactly the with the police and oh that was
all
oh,
of that. God. It's a very powerful movie and
for sure. It's whatever I say for it would not give it justice. I'm going to let you know right now. Just know that I give it an A+. You guys need to see it.
It's a must-see. Great movie, it's a fucking sure. must-see.
Oh, yeah,
for speaking sure. of must-sees, we're fucking on fire with must-sees.
Oh, yeah.
Come in on fire. My review. I reviewed a 2011. Pretty sure it's from 2011.
Oh, 2011? Really?
I think.
I know what movie it is. I didn't know it was from 2011.
Warrior.
Oh, yeah. It was from 2011, really?
I think so.
Oh, shit. I thought it was...
God like, damn it, Michael. No,
I'm sorry. I thought it was older than that. I didn't know 2011.
I thought it was 2006, but I thought...
Wait, what am I fucking thinking? Never mind. 2011? That's 9 years ago. Never mind. I'm over here thinking, boy, it's 2015. 2011 was 4 years ago.
Dude, 2015 was a great year.
I know. That's what I feel like this year is for some reason.
Take me fucking back.
5 years ago, bro. Yeah, but then that's before Endgame was there.
No, fuck that. I'm not looking it up.
It's all right. I'll look it up while you talk.
It's a great movie. Let me tell you that right now.
All right, give the brief summary. Do it.
So it's basically about two brothers. Their dad was an alcoholic, okay? Two brothers, dad alcoholic.
All right.
I'm going to stop doing that.
The fuck? This is something else. Never mind, sorry. Yeah, I looked up Warrior. It says April 5th, 2019. Like, this is not right.
Yeah, it's hard to find it because there's so many different, like, Warrior movies. So there's these two brothers, and basically their dad was an alcoholic, and this is spoiler-filled. I'm just telling you right now. You guys have to go see this movie.
Shit, you're right, 2011.
Yeah, 2011 native, baby. You have to go fucking see it, okay? It is a fantastic movie. I'm going to go right into spoilers. So basically, their dad was an alcoholic, and then the mom was leaving him, and one of the sons stayed with the dad, one stayed with the mom. They left, the mom died, and like there was no contact between the two of them. When the four split up into two and two, they did not contact each other. Years later, they're fighting, and now they're fighting, both fighting MMA. Sorry, long story
short.
Sorry,
you said it was an alcoholic father, correct? Like a horrible, abusive alcoholic father.
Yeah.
Okay.
Years later, the dad's sober. The one brother was a Marine. He's back now, wanting to fight. The other guy's a school teacher, not making enough money. He needs to make money. He's not fighting. Now, long story short, they both end up in the Sparta MMA Super Bowl of MMA tournament. 5 million pot at the top, and they're all fighting for it. The reason why Tommy got in, the one brother that stayed with the mom that was a Marine, was he beat the fuck out of it. He made easy work, just like a Batman will beat the fuck out of Daredevil. He made easy work of, what's his name?
I think it was called, like, Mad Dog.
Mad Dog Grimes, a fucking pussy, beta male. And he gets in that way, and Brendan gets in another way, the other brother. They basically fight their way through. It's really cool because Tommy, the brother that was in the Marines, you later find out that he... His, what do you call like a group, the group in the army, like a
I was gonna say platoon, but that's not right. Like platoon's too big
or whatever.
His team, basically his team.
Yeah, they his got team in the army. Bombed and killed, and he was the only one that survived. And the fucked up thing was, it was friendly fire.
Yeah, they didn't realize who it was. And they just kept bombing him, and everybody else died besides him.
Yeah, and then he deserted.
And to give another context, his basically his best friend, the person he considers his real brother, was in that team, and he was killed as well.
Yeah, so he deserted, and on his way of leaving, he came across people dying in a tank, like a sinking tank in water. He ripped the door off and saved a guy. So then, like, this all makes the news when Tommy becomes a famous MMA fighter. Excuse me. And then basically it all comes out that Tommy deserted, and there's all this story coming out. And Tommy's basically going in the cage and just beating the fuck out of people, knocking them out real quick, slamming them. He was a state wrestler and beating the fuck out of them ground and pound.
Yeah, his first fight was just a one-punch knockout, and they just fucking left the ring.
And then his brother, on the other hand, is he gets beat to the ground, and he taps you out with some jiu-jitsu and shit, which is really cool to see. They're both really cool.
You have, like, one raw power, one, like, raw technique, I feel like, are the two things.
Yeah, true that. And then, long story short, they get to the end, they fight, and it's a beautiful scene at the end, and I am not going to tell you what happens at the end. I gave you a brief overview.
It's a great movie.
It's amazing. It's probably... It's amazing. The only issue I have with, and Joe Rogan really pointed this out, is that they would never fight continuous days like that.
Yeah,
you can't fight again after the day you fought. Your body's gonna be fucked. It's a movie, right? Though, and the commentators, I love Brian Callen, I fucking love him, he's hilarious. The commentators were so bad in that movie.
Yeah,
they just sounded like idiots. The fact that he just
the fact he just pulled out a random ass goldfish.
Yeah, what the
I was
fuck?
Like, were you just like planning this for the last 3 weeks to call him a goldfish in a shark tank? Was that like your whole mission? Because that was the whole thing, is that Brendan, or the other brother that knows more of the technique in jiu-jitsu, he was seen as, like, the underdog, from what I understand.
Yeah, so why the fuck is he here?
Yeah, they were like, what the fuck is this guy doing here? So it's like, it was just so bad.
Great movie.
I can definitely agree with that.
Beautiful movie. It's a must-see. I'm going to give it an A.
Oh. I was going to say, what you're describing is an A to me.
Outstanding. Any flaws are easily overlooked. I've seen it multiple times. It's fantastic.
I didn't even see the flaw that you talked about until you explained it to me. And, like, I've already, like, known that UFC, like, people don't fight right away. They, like, basically almost, like, a whole fucking year of not fighting. Almost. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Until you literally just pointed out, you're like, yeah, Joe Rogan doesn't like it because people are fighting literally, like, and maybe, like, an hour between.
He's also a commentator, and they just made the commentators look super stupid.
Yeah, that's true. The commentators are really...
It also was like
was
seeing
it
your...
Was it Brian Callum?
Yeah, Brian Callum. It also be like seeing your friend doing what you do and doing it stupidly. You're like, oh, fuck that guy.
Right, basically like making fun of you. Yeah, that's
not
true.
Really like making fun of him,
but no, like the way he kind of did it, or at least what he was forced to do, because realistically that's the movie script.
It'd be like me going around acting like I'm the computer genius.
Right, going around and be like, I'm a Geek Squad expert. What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Like thinking,
yeah,
I know
you just take your phone, dip it in water, it'll turn back on. It'll be fine.
Try putting in rice, bro.
Actually, that's actually a legitimate thing. You should put in rice.
Yeah.
You want to work at Geek Squad?
Fuck no. You need a job? You need a job to work at Geek Sweat. It was a great movie. And it's highly enjoyable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a must watch. You guys got to see it. That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nothing I would say more about the movie. It's just a great movie. That's the thing, is that there's so many great movies that I don't want to spoil them because I want people just to watch them and experience them. If there's a movie that's an A-plus for me, which, again, I don't have many A-plus movies, that's a movie I would give an A-plus, you know you should go see it.
And hey, even a B for me, you got to go see it because I write movies hard.
Although realistically, I will say, I'm sorry, I gave Sonic, I think, an A-, and I don't think I'd give it an A-.
It's okay.
But for its genre, I'd give it an A-. I'd keep it where it's at.
Who even knows if we keep this movie segment thing going?
Oh, it'll go. It'll keep going.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, me and him are not fucking movie critics at all. We're just sitting here.
I think they understood that for a
while. We're about like six classes of Jack in right now explaining two fucking movies, and I think they're great. And we've both seen them, so we're both like interjecting each other. But
I know, we're both like cutting in like, you're not doing it right, bro.
They're both fucking beautiful movies. Like, they literally like get you. They grab you in and...
Dude, Warrior, I literally almost cried multiple times. I'm sorry. I literally was sitting there like...
Green Book is so beautiful, Armin. Now we're like hyping each other. Movies up for no reason. You want to hear something cool? We're gonna move on from this. So when I was younger, I told you I collected comic books and stuff. I'd go to the store. Yeah. Well, like when I got older.
Okay, so I'm not gonna lie. I actually wanted to like start collecting like Fantastic Four novels for some reason because like I really want to get into Fantastic Four. Only because I'm playing the Marvel game. I'm like, Fantastic Four are actually pretty cool, and I want to learn more about them. I saw some like really cool figures, but they're like fucking $500.
So you want Fantastic Four? Comics?
You know, that's what I was thinking. Now that I said it out loud, I feel stupid. Do I really want the comics? I don't know. Because I feel like there's really, for Marvel at least, from what I've heard, there's like a few things, like Secret Wars you want to pay attention to, House of M you want to pay attention to.
I would just
Dark Phoenix.
For you, I would get graphic novels.
Well, that's what I meant. Sorry, yeah. Not comics.
Let me explain this. So, for me, I love DC, right?
Right.
There's so many different things go on. I don't really pay attention to anything outside of Batman. I pay attention to the big events and Batman. True. But not like entirely on the big events. Like,
right. It's not like you're just like going out of your way to watch like Flashpoint and shit like that. Well, I mean, obviously that's the only big event I know of, so that's why I said Flashpoint.
But there's so many events like Crisis.
Oh, Crisis on Infinite Earths. Yeah, yeah. It was the only two I know, Flashpoint and Crisis on the Infinite Earths.
I'm totally not blanking out.
I know you know more because you've told me about
there's
it.
There's a ton of them, dude. Trust me. There's, like, Trinity War from the New 52. There is, like, Sinestro Corpse War.
You're saying things I have no idea what the fuck you're talking
Blackest
about right
now. Blackest Night. There's so many.
Oh, Blackest Night I've heard of.
I'm totally blanking out on the name of when Batman got killed by Darkseid. I think it's, like, Final Something. I have to
Final Something. But yeah, like, for me, it's just playing that Marvel Strike Force game just makes me want
to... Final Crisis. Fuck! Oh, okay, Final Crisis. There's tons of stuff like that, and I need to, like, catch up on that again, because I knew all that stuff, but I'm kind of fuzzy on it.
Yeah, you get, like, rusty. That's the same with Dragon Ball Z. I've watched Dragon Ball Z so many times, now that I haven't watched it in a while, and, like, haven't played any games or anything about it, I'm like, I'm fuzzy on something. Mm-hmm. So, like, now, when you ask me some things, like, you know, like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, you don't need to watch it. You'll understand everything. I already know you probably are confused on a few, like, backstories and shit like that. But
yeah, but so basically, I like all the Batman stuff.
Right.
What I really enjoyed about the New 52 was it kind of restarted, and it gave you, like, a set in stone, like, Batman, and here's all his Bat Family comics, and they're all taking place at the same time, and it's, like, kind of, like, a nice timeline with all of them. They all, like, nicely connect. Which I really liked, so I could just, like, focus on that. If I wanted to focus on other things, it all connected nicely. But now they're back to where it used to be, and it's kind of all over the place. So now I'm kind of back to just focusing on Batman. And where the fuck was I going with this?
Well, you're talking about how you weren't kind of watching the other... you're talking about how graphic novels. That was what you're trying to get to.
No, I know what I was going to go to. Basically, I just kind of pay attention to Batman just because I want to understand more of that mostly. And there's a ton of stuff that fucking happens with... all like the Justice League and whatnot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I ever do get into like graphic novels, anything, there's probably going to be like 20 other events are going on with like the Avengers while I'm reading X-Men or
something. You gotta get the graphic novels. Like the biggest thing that's coming out DC-wide is Dark Knight's Death Metal. And Dark Knight's Metal was a whole thing with like all the bad Batman and like...
And, Batman Who Laughs?
Yeah. And you know who wrote that? So cool. Scott Snyder wrote that. It was my favorite writer.
Sorry, Zack Snyder, what?
Fantastic comic book that's framed over that. Is
unopened. I haven't even seen that. Holy shit. That
comic
shit.
Book is unopened in the packaging still. I'm only going to open to get it signed by the writer and the illustrator.
When are we seeing them? Where are we going? Are they going to be at C2E2
when they come to C2E2. They were here this year.
Oh, we should have won. Or one of
them. I know. But, so that's like the biggest event. So I basically focus on Batman. But the issue was, from 2011 to 2016, Scott Snyder wrote Batman. Fantastic. All my favorite Batman stories, most of my favorite stories.
I want to stop you for just a second. I'm really sad that I can never get something signed by Stan Lee anymore. That was like one of my dreams, was to get like something, like anything, because I have like the Infinity Gauntlet. Not that I would want to get that specifically.
I saw C2E2 before. Oh, I've seen him.
So cool. I've never had anything signed by anybody, but to be honest, I think he would be the first one that I want something signed by. And now I can never have it happen.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm sorry, I continue. You're saying Scott Snyder wrote one of the best Batman.
Yeah. He wrote my favorite stories. And, like, the best Batman, in my opinion, it's like a dark horror tone to Batman. Beautiful. The best artist, in my opinion, of all time. Greg Capullo drew it. It's beautiful. The Court of Owls, the best adaptation of the Joker in the comics twice. The Joker saga of Scott Snyder, the two stories, Death of the Family and Endgame, are the best. He has the best Batman origin story ever in Zero Year. And then the ending with the whole Jim Gordon thing is kind of fucked, but that was an awkward stage for DC. So
Is that when Jim Gordon becomes Batman?
He did.
Doesn't he have like a police Batman mech or some shit? Yeah,
it looks like a bunny and shit. It's weird. But whatever, man. He did the best that he could with what happened. Like, right, Batman died at the end of that issue, and then it went after
spoiler
that.
Spoiler alert. I'm just kidding.
Batman issue 40 is my favorite comic book of all time.
Oh, shit.
The art is beautiful on that.
I say it is. I can see from here. It's fucking beautiful.
But when the New 52 ended and stuff, they did DC Rebirth. The guy named Tom King took over.
Mm.
I have his comics because I was still subscribed to him and got them in the mail.
Oh, I already know what you're going to say.
I read the first one, and I have not opened the rest.
Yep, I was going to say,
Gotham Girl, that shit is so dumb. You showed me. So, I basically checked out on his run. I've looked back, he did some cool things. He added Bane in, Alfred died, a whole bunch of shit has happened during his run. And some of it was cool, like he did the jokes and riddles thing, but the art was shit. Like, sometimes David Finch, a good illustrator, jumped in and drew, but the rest was ass. But... he's off Batman now. He's off Batman, and I was like, who's writing it next?
Scotty Snyde, is he coming back?
No, I wish.
Oh, shit.
I wish. He's on to bigger things than a monthly comic. He's going to be... he's a genius. But New 52, what happened in between when they did, like, they went back in time and did, like, a prequel story for Batman?
Mm-hmm.
During that time, Snyder was writing the current Batman that took place in between the Death of the Family and Endgame for New 52. It was called Batman Eternal, which I need to buy all those graphic novels. Birthday ideas.
I'm on it.
Graphic novels, dude. I have a full cart full of them. But that he was co-wrote that with a guy named James Tavon. I'm pretty sure you pronounce his name. Like Tavon. The fourth. And he was basically kind of like, not really like Snyder's protege, but he kind of wrote with him on a bunch of things.
He's kind of like Dave Filoni, kind of like, that's what like he is to George Lucas.
Yeah, he wrote with him on all this stuff, like co-wrote it. That motherfucker that co-wrote it is writing Batman now.
Oh, shit.
So, long story short, I subscribed to Batman comics again, so I'm going to be getting them in the mail.
Okay.
And guess what he's starting off with? He started off with some Deathstroke shit going on, but he's doing a thing called Joker War, and I don't know what that means, but it's exciting.
I was going to say that. It sounds exciting.
I feel like he's just going to pick up where Snyder left off, but I'm sorry. Really, I just went off on like a 10-minute rant.
I actually did have something to talk about. There was something, I think it was on IGN, and they were talking about how, I don't know if this was like confirmed or not, but they were like, no, I think it was just opinion. They're like, what Batman needs, he needs to be happy again. Like, they want it to be like a happier, like lighter tone of Batman.
I just saw that article.
I think it's stupid.
No, fuck no.
That's just Batman. That's like, I feel like part of his character, he's like a tortured, not tortured, but you know, he kind of has that internal conflict. And I feel like that's just, you can just make him happy because that takes away most of his character.
The thing that Snyder did the best is he gave it a grueling tone and then he put the Joker on a pedestal. He's like, the Joker is the best fictional villain of all time. I'm going to make him so important to this Batman. And it just made it so fucking wonderful. Like, you have to watch. Everyone go on Comic Historian. If you don't know what I'm
and
talking about.
And watch Batman Ninja. No, I'm just kidding.
No, no. If you like Batman in any sense. If you like my Batman Hush review, my Batman Under the Red Hood review, I want you.
I still need to watch Under the Red Hood, bro. We were going to watch that one day, and that's why if I died.
Oh, fuck. But you need to go on Comic Historian YouTube channel. He's fantastic. I absolutely love him for any comic. Spider-Man, whatever. You should watch it, too. If you like Spider-Man, fantastic.
That's the thing is I want to try to like get into it. I feel like I should probably watch some of those first to see, like, will I like this at all?
Yeah, he's got everything, dude. And especially Batman. Look up the new 52 Bats. Scott Snyder's Batman run. He has a 2-hour video. Watch that shit. The best thing on the planet. Just telling you now. The best story of all time.
Perhaps I will.
Although the Joker is a great villain, and he does him fantastic.
Sorry, I'm pulling up a picture. I just wanted to show you something that I saw that made me really want it, even though you're probably going to call me lame for it. I just want that. I feel like that'd be a really cool thing to display. Just the four Fantastic Four just chilling right there, bruh.
That is cool.
I'm actually like, I'm excited for them to bring it into Marvel Universe.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm like, I don't know when or how, but I'm really hoping they do it, like within this next like saga, basically.
Within Phase 4.
Yeah. Within is this Phase 4? Well, not even Phase 4. As long as it like, because this is the Infinity Saga.
They're not going to be in Phase 4.
No, I don't think they're going to be Phase 4. But this is all the Infinity Saga. They're going to have another saga of something. And I'm assuming it's going to be some kind of multiverse thing. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's the easiest way for them to give everything together. Fantastic Four could be its own universe already, like, you know, cemented.
No.
Not its own universe, but, like, they could come or something like that to already cement them, or else you're going to have, like, a younger Fantastic Four.
They should just have a younger Fantastic Four.
You think so? Four, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I really don't know. Maybe that, I don't know, maybe it's not integral to their characters that they're older or not. Who knows? Because that's part of the thing that's integral to Spider-Man is that he's
younger.
A superhero, but that he's also has to go to high school still, you know? And then the same thing with the X-Men. Like, that's something different because the mutants have always kind of been around, so that's going to be something weird to do. So it's like that why I feel like would have to have either some really good explanation or it has to come from
a multiverse. They could figure it out for sure.
I mean, yeah, they figured out how to do a fucking 10-year Infinity Saga perfectly well done. Okay, there are flaws, don't get me wrong, but almost unflawed. Oh, that thing is perfect. I was going to buy the collector's edition, not going to lie, but then I looked, it was like $500, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. What?
No, you know, I know, dude, I'm completely right.
Oh, about the collector's edition?
Dude. Sorry, I just went on the tab for the subscription thing, back to that, and I was ready to spend $50 on a year subscription.
$50 on what?
Year subscription.
Oh, year, thank the Lord. Like, geez, you're not going to spend $50
dude,
a month,
are
you?
It's on sale for $30 right now.
Dude, do it.
Everything is 40%. Dude, that's
this
like
is the only time
I'm
going to legitimately mention the coronavirus.
The sales are beautiful.
There are literally TVs at Best Buy. I'm telling everybody this now because everybody can get it. There are certain TVs that are open box. They are 50% off their sale price. There are $3,000 TVs that you can now get for $1,500. That is very... very good deal. I know it doesn't sound like it's just like, oh, that's overstill $1,000. That's half off. There's people buying like originally $1,000 TVs that are on sale for $800 and now are 50% off. $1,000 TVs for $400. Fucking excuse me. This isn't supposed to be like a Best Buy ad or anything, but fuck, the deals are amazing.
Yeah. The deals everywhere are fucking wonderful.
Yeah. Apple just fucking sent me something like, here's 1,000 free books to read or some shit.
Dude,
I was like, what the
fuck? Speaking
of
deals, I go on GTA for, like, the first time in years. I always wanted the Lambo, like, the...
Zephyr, I think it's called, or something.
Yeah, something
with a
V.
I think it was a V.
I thought it was a Z. It's probably a Z.
Yeah, I played... I'm a GTA fucking veteran, bitch.
Oh, yeah. I had a Turismo, a red... It was basically my red Ferrari.
That was the first car I ever had. I'm never selling it. Fuck you for doing that.
Fuck that
Turismo. That hurts me. That hurts my heart.
It's $400,000, right? I paid that car $400,000 in GTA credits. So I go on and I see that the Lambo is on sale for $2,500. Yeah.
I will say, when you first told me that, you literally was like, guess what I bought for $2,500? I looked at him like, what the fuck did you spend $2,500 on?
Fuck.
And he's so like, oh, GTA money. I was like, okay.
Dude,
cool.
I sold the Turismo for $390,000. Bought the car, spent $1,000 in mods, modded the fuck out of that Lambo.
Or Lambo, whatever the fuck you want to call
it. It's so wonderful. GTA is so good.
GTA is a great game. Such I want to go back to it, game. Actually. I think I still have it installed, too. We can play it, bro. We can play it. GTA server? Is that what we're doing?
I have your disc, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. We'll figure it out. I will say the downside of GTA, at least in the beginning, like we were talking about it earlier, how there's so many good games that in concept are so great that come out, but they're not good at all until like a year or two later when they've actually fixed all the issues and make it like a great game, but then you don't even want to play it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the same with GTA Online. Although I will say GTA Online got better quicker, and I was like, I still played a shit ton of it in the beginning.
Battlefront 2, Pokemon Go.
Battlefront 2, Pokemon Go, Rainbow Six Siege, which is like a really big game now. That was dead in the beginning. For Honor was even dead. I mean, it might still be dead. Who knows? I don't really play it, but there's just so many different games like that. And it's actually a newer thing. Many games have just been like revamping and kind of fixing everything after they come out. Which you're like, oh, that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'd say it's...
That's stupid. That's I think it's kind a bad of like thing. Laziness.
Oh, I don't think it's laziness. The biggest thing I think it is because the gaming industry, they're like, what they like to do is they get pushed a lot. So they're like, oh, we need this done by this time. That's what happened with Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves are like, oh, we need this. We need this out like now. And they're like, fuck, okay. They threw it out and what could you do? Almost nothing. You quested, you killed some skeletons here, you got some chests here, you turned them in. Took you forever to even try to get Pirate Legend.
Second time we brought up Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves, great game now. Now it's a great game because they have this fucking story mode. They have so many other things included in Sea of Thieves. They have an arena mode now. We have to like kill other people, take their chests, turn them in, everything. You get like gold and shit like that. Or silver, or things they're calling it, or whatever. I don't know. But that's like the prime example, at least for me, because I paid $60 when that game first came out.
What?
Yeah, I paid the $60 when that game first came out.
Why?
Because I was like, wow, this looks fucking awesome. Downloaded it. I still enjoyed it in the beginning because I was playing it with friends, but after they stopped playing it because they didn't buy it, because they got like the free Game Pass and it was on Game Pass.
Right.
After they left, I was like, wow, why did I buy this game? Because it's so boring to play alone. There's nothing to do.
You can't play it alone.
You can't. Now you might be able to, because I will say they have Tall Tales, everything else. They have a story and everything. You can still probably play it alone. Again, it's not going to be as fun as having multiple people, but you can still play alone. But before, awful. I will say it was an awful game before.
Mm-hmm. So, true that.
A lot of games have fixed it. Battlefront 2 especially as well. Although, I wonder if it's too late, because I have a feeling for the next generation they're going to make Battlefront 3. And that shit better be perfect.
Yeah, it makes me sad because I want more heroes, but I know we're not going to get more heroes.
Well, that's the thing. If they make a Battlefront 3, they have no excuse not to put more heroes. Like, just fucking put more heroes. Yeah, take anybody away. Put more people in.
No, with the Xbox...
Series X, yeah.
We better get the Battlefront 3, and we better get a story with, like, Rey or something. Like, a really cool story mode. Because I loved the story in Battlefront 2.
I still haven't played it. It's
really good. Like, you get to see Luke, and then you get to see Kylo.
I heard you get to be Kylo. That's the biggest thing I want to do.
I don't know if you get to be Kylo.
Oh, do you not get to play
him? I'm not sure. I know you see
him. Well, either way, you still see him.
And it's pre-Force Awakens, so he's, like, really cool.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. It's Iden Vergio was part of Inferno Squad, which was, like, special ops in the Empire. And then she turns on the Empire after seeing, like, they're trying to blow up planets using, like, a weather thing.
Yeah, that was like, I think that was one of Sidious' like,
it's like aftermath a contingency plan.
Yeah.
So, and then she runs into Luke because Luke is going to the Emperor's like secret like hideaway or exhibit.
Well, that was the biggest thing that I thought, because I don't know. I think I told you like my beginning thoughts was that Rey was a clone, which technically she still kind of is in a way. Not really, but she's a son of a clone, technically.
The son of a clone.
Yeah, wasn't
the
it?
The daughter.
Oh, sorry. Oh, fuck. The jack has gotten to my brain cells. The last two brain cells are fighting it out of my brain right now.
Hold on. Let's just halt this conversation.
Sorry.
I'm going to hit you with a question.
Do it.
I want you to name 5 pieces of a TV show or a movie that you need to fix. Or 5, like, things. So if it's, like, a trilogy, consider that as 1. 5 things that will, like, fix up this entire thing and be done for you.
Oh, for, you know, like, the sequel trilogy?
No. Just or like, for, like, the entirety. Say it's
of
just
Star Wars? Just a, just fucking, just a like cap it off, be done with it.
Yeah, like let me hear your what you want five things, and like I said, like a trilogy can be like one.
And that's including everything we have right now, or are you just talking about just to cap off the movies?
No, it's including everything we have right now.
All right, so well, like we definitely need more Mandalorian, obviously.
Really, that's a priority for you?
I think it's a priority.
We're getting
I
really that like already. Mando. I feel like two seasons. That's would what I'm be saying. Already,
yeah, well, that depends on what they're trying to do with it. Because if they're trying to make like a big kind of, not a big thing, but like a side story kind of big thing going into it with like this Baby Yoda and like what is he going to be in the future, that'll be an interesting thing to see. And that's the only reason why I want more, because I'm more concerned with Baby Yoda, this like baby that has incredible force powers. Like, what the fuck's going on with this? That's the only reason why I'm kind of like, okay, what's going on? For sure, like you said, Maul.
Tor Valum solo movie.
Oh, obviously. We need a whole saga of Tor Valum. At least 9 movies. They for sure need to do Darth Maul. I don't know if they need to do a show or a movie. I'm thinking live a action? Show. I think a live action show.
So what time period?
That's my issue. I want to see... I want to see him post-Clone Wars after getting released from Palpatine.
So...
And then, like, being like... But the thing is, that's what this new season of Clone Wars is doing, right? Isn't it? After he gets released,
now
he's like...
Yeah, they would never do that because we've gotten so much Maul during that time.
Whatever is going to happen after
Clone Wars. It'd have to be like a Crimson Dawn period.
Yeah. Whatever happens after Clone Wars,
or
that's what I want.
Pre-Phantom Menace.
I want to see anything before he dies in Rebels. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Because obviously he's not just sitting on a planet the whole time. Mm-hmm. I feel like Maul doesn't have the patience for that. I feel like he's planning something else. He's probably doing something else. Like, what is going on between that? I want to know. So, same thing that we're getting with Obi-Wan, like an Obi-Wan show, I think on the same thing as a Darth Maul show, to see, like, what they're doing in that time span.
So, you have more Mandalorian and a Maul show. What else? You got 3 more.
For sure more Kylo Ren. Don't know if it's going to be a spin-off movie. I don't know if I want a TV show before. Fuck. I don't know.
They should have just kept him alive and put him in the exile.
Yes, they should have. But because they didn't do that, they should have. They need a whole Kylo Ren show. Of something. Like, even him as Supreme Leader would be awesome.
Like a movie or something?
Yeah, a movie as him as Supreme Leader. I don't think a whole show. A whole movie of him as Supreme Leader would be cool. I think a show of him and Luke in the Jedi Temple would be really cool. But I don't think they'd ever do that. Because it's like, what kind
of
adventure?
Kylo Ren comic?
Right. That would be cool in a show.
Needs to be.
That would
like
be
awesome. I've said so many times on the show, is it needs to be a movie before Force Awakens of Kylo, and then there's flashbacks to that comic series.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yep.
See, that would be cool. So what is that, 3, 4? That 3.
You can't forget, as one of them has to be the Rey sequel trilogy.
That's literally what was going to come, is the Rey sequel trilogy.
I was going to say, you can't forget that.
Either a trilogy, I would actually be fine with a TV show of her just training new Jedis and like
I would want it to be a cartoon. And then I want to get her own movie.
I'd be cool with that
as
too.
As like older or something.
That'd be cool, yeah. I'd probably go... Yeah, I'd probably do that. Cartoon and then probably a movie when they're older. Maybe like a trilogy of like...
I just want to...
Something
want
with Finn maybe doing something.
Dude, they need to oversaturate us with them and just save the fuck out of her.
Yes. And I remember you talking about it before. Like, you read a rumor that like now Kylo's like fused with her consciousness kind of. And he's kind of like
something
in the background.
Like that. Kylo's going to be back.
They could either bring him back. I think it'd be cool, but also kind of like... You've already kind of done what you did.
Screen.
Exactly. Or B, you can just kind of keep him in the back, and I think that'd be really cool just to have him kind of be like counsel to her and just kind of like talking with her like about the Force and everything like this. You know, like when she's like in her doubt, and he's
like,
"Oh, we'll
think
about this." Kind of, but like the opposite.
You have no idea what that is. The Joker in Arkham Knight.
No, I remember. Yeah, because he's basically dead, but he's like he has a Joker toxin in his brain. Yeah, I know that motherfucker.
Awesome.
Oh yeah. But yeah, basically like that, but the opposite. Instead of bringing him down, he's like peppy talking him up. We're at 45 minutes currently. We need to cut it down soon.
Oh, shit.
But.
So we went over.
Oh, we went over. But either way, I just wanted to cap it off of that mostly. But
yeah, beautiful. I think
that 4 out of 5?
Wonderful.
That's 4. Fifth one.
Dude, who gives a fuck?
Well, now you said 5. Now I feel like I need to say a fifth one.
Jar Jar Binks sequel.
Absolutely. We need him to show him as the actual Sith Lord doing the biggest mind trick of ever.
Jar Jar Binks versus Tor Valum.
But guys, coming to the nearest theater.
Thank you for watching, listening to us banter away, shooting the shit. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to leave comments. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want to hear. Make sure to check out our Instagram at HalfBestG Podcast on Instagram. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, YouTube, fucking everything, dude. We got a Patreon, donate, face reveal, all that jazz. Stay safe, subscribe, ring the bell, like. We love you. Be back next week.
And in the wise words of our Lord and Savior, Sheev Palpatine, God rest his soul.
Do it.
Do it.
See you next week.
See you next time. Mm-hmm.